Square Dance at Grace Episcopal Church, 827 Church Street in Honesdale, Pennsylvania, 7 to 10:30 p.m. Music will be provided by the Uphill String Band, 570-253-2760. Saturday, May 28th, the Tustin Theater Spring 2011 Concert Series continues at 8 p.m. with guitarist Frank Vignola and Vinnie Raniolo at the Tustin Theater, 210 Bridge Street in Narrowsburg, New York, 845-252-7576. You can see Nobel Laureate Eugene O'Neill's play Huey through May 29th at the Liberty Free Theater, 109 South Main Street in Liberty, New York. Seating is limited and reservations are recommended, 845-292-3788. The WJFF calendar can now be found at wjffradio.org on the archive page. Thank you for listening. Please stay tuned.
Geary, welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be listening to the music of the American singer, songwriter, and a true citizen of the planet, Joan Baez.
I see you standing with brown leaves falling all around and snow in your hair. Now you're smiling out the window of that crummy hotel over Washington Square. Our breath comes out, white clouds mingles and hangs in the air. Speaking strictly for me, we both could have died then and another word for it. You were so good with words and at keeping things vague. Cause I need some of that vagueness now. It's all come back too clearly. Yes, I loved you dearly. And if you're offering me diamonds and rust, I've already paid.
Joan Baez, Diamonds and Rust. Yes, memories, you know, they bring you beautiful things, and then they also have their troubling moments, the diamonds and the rust. Joan Baez recorded that song in 1975, and you know what that song is about. That song is about Bob Dylan. Because about 10 years before she released that song, her and Bob Dylan were romantically involved. Their paths crossed in the early 60s down in Greenwich Village. And when Bob and Joan met, Joan had already been on the cover of Time magazine, and nobody knew who Bob Dylan was. He hadn't even legally changed his name to Bob Dylan when they met. So there's an interesting story there, an interesting story. So Joan Baez, you know, here comes your ghost again. It was the international stardom of Bob Dylan that always seemed to keep Joan Baez in his shadow somehow, even though she was incredibly instrumental in bringing him to the public attention through her recordings of his song. Joan Baez, what a voice, such a recognizable voice. There's a vibrato, let's face it, there's a vibrato in that voice that you just can't mistake for anyone else's voice. And the thing about Joan Baez is she's a very unassuming singer. She sings straight ahead. She sings with this kind of clarity that wasn't exactly the style in the 60s. As folk music blended into folk rock, she stood out. She had such a distinctive voice. Judy Collins, Joan Baez, and Joni Mitchell. They were all singers in the 60s, and that's a subject of another program. Today's show is about Joan Baez, and she wrote that song Diamonds and Rust. That's her original composition, although she's not really known as a songwriter. So why is it that she belongs on a show about singer-songwriters? Well, most of the people that I'm interested in have pursued their music with a passion. It takes them through their entire life, and they remain creative right through today. Well, this is true of Joan Baez. There's a certain passion about the way she's lived her life. And, you know, PBS did an episode of American Masters about Joan Baez, and she really puts it pretty succinctly, you know, that the social justice and the civil rights and the political work really was the thrust of her life, and the music was kind of a side effect of that. Joan Baez. Joan Baez was born in 1941 in Staten Island, and her father was born in Mexico in 1912. Her father, Albert Baez, was a brilliant man. He published one of the most widely used textbooks in mathematics and physics in the United States. He was very involved with the healthcare organization UNESCO. So as Joan Baez was growing up, her family moved all over. She lived all across the United States. She lived in England, France, Switzerland, Italy, Canada. She lived in the Middle East. She lived in Iraq in 1951 when she's 10 years old. Joan Baez, citizen of the world, citizen of the planet. 1949, when she's 8 years old, she attends a concert by Pete Seeger, and all of a sudden, she finds herself really moved by the music of Pete Seeger. Well, Pete Seeger is singing Woody Guthrie, and he's singing songs that were politically and socially relevant at the time. So she gets involved in music. She buys her first guitar in 1957. She buys a Gibson acoustic guitar. She already knows how to play the ukulele, but she becomes an accomplished folk guitarist. Her father takes a position on the faculty of MIT in Boston, Massachusetts in 1958. When she's 17 years old, she makes her very first concert appearance. She sings at this Club 47 in Cambridge, her and her guitar. And she gets known on the folk scene, and Bob Gibson invites her to perform on the 1959 Newport Folk Festival. She's not on the bill. He invites her up onto the stage, and her and Gibson sing two duets, Virgin Mary Had One Son and We Are Crossing the Jordan River. And she's barefoot when she's singing. Well, she gets an incredible review, and she gets signed to a recording contract with Vanguard Records, and she releases her very first album, and it goes gold. It's released in 1960. Her very first three albums, they all go gold. So when Joan Baez started singing and performing, she was performing folk music. We're about to listen to two songs from her third album, which is called Joan Baez in Concert. And it's released in 1962. She's accompanying herself on the guitar. And she's recording songs called the Child Ballads, which are songs that were collected by a man named Child in the late 1800s, and they're British and Scottish folk songs that were passed down through the immigrants in America. And the first song we're going to hear is called House Carpenter. After that, we're going to hear a Woody Guthrie composition, which he wrote in the 30s. It's a bad man kind of ballad, this Woody Guthrie song. Some rob you with a six gun and some with a fountain pen. So Pretty Boy Floyd the Outlaw. This is Joan Baez in concert in 1962.
My own true love, well met, cried he. I've just returned from the salt, salt sea, all for the love of thee. I could have married the king's daughter, dear. She would have married me, but I have forsaken crowns of gold, all for the love of thee. Well, if you could have married the king's daughter, dear, I'm sure you are to blame, for I am married to a house carpenter, and find him a nice young man. Oh, will you forsake your house carpenter and go along with me? I'll take you to where the grass if I should forsake my house carpenter and go along with thee? What have you got to maintain me on, keep me from poverty? 6 ships, 6 ships all out on the sea, 7 more up on dry land, 110 all brave sailormen, be at your command. She picked up her own wee babe, kisses gave him 3, said, stay right here with my house carpenter, keep him good company. And she put it on her rich attire, so glorious to behold. And as she trod along her way, she shone like the glittering gold. Well, they'd not been gone but about 2 weeks. I know it was not 3. Before your golden store, or do you weep for your house carpenter, never you shall see any more? I do not weep for my house carpenter, or for any golden store. I do weep for my only babe, never I shall see. They'd not been gone but about 3 weeks. I'm sure it was not 4. Our gallant ship sprang a leak and sank, never to rise anymore. One time around spun our gallant ship, 2 times around spun she. What hills are those, my love, that rise so fair and high? Those are the hills of heaven, my love, but not for you and I. And what hills are those, my love, those hills so dark and low? Those are the hills of heaven, my love.
I'd like to dedicate this song to Pete Seeger. Sheriff approached them da debbity down. Then he took to the trees and the rivers to live a life of shame. Every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. Yes, he took to the trees and the rivers on the Canadian River shore, and the outlaw found a welcome many a farmer's door. Yes, there's many a star.
Joan Baez in concert, 1962, Woody Guthrie song, Pretty Boy Floyd, The Outlaw. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So Joan Baez, okay, that was 1962. Her next album, Joan Baez in Concert Part 2, is released in 1963, and this is the first time that she actually records a Bob Dylan song. So they actually met each other in 1961 at Gertie's Folk City. Reportedly, Bob was actually more interested in Joan Baez's younger sister, Mimi. It turned out that Joan and Bob were involved romantically through about 1965. In 1963, she invites him to perform alongside of her at the Newport Folk Festival, and they sing With God on Our Side, the Dylan song, and this really helps launch Dylan's career, along with the fact that Peter, Paul, and Mary are also recording his song Blowin' in the Wind. So 1963, she releases In Concert Part 2, and 1963... she also appears with Martin Luther King at his March on Washington in 1963. In 1956 was the very first time that Joan Baez ever heard Martin Luther King Jr. speak about nonviolence and civil rights and social change. And so it's just a few years later, you know, that's also the year she bought her first guitar. So it's in 1963 that she appears with him on the March on Washington, and she sings, We Shall Overcome. And the thing that's really interesting for me is that in June of 2009, Joan Baez created a special version of We Shall Overcome. She adds some Persian lyrics to support the peaceful protest of the Iranian people. She recorded it at her home in California, and she posted a video on YouTube in 2009, that special version of We Shall Overcome. So we're going to listen to that first recording that Joan Baez did of a Bob Dylan song. We're going to listen to Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. And also right after that, we're going to hear another song she recorded by Phil Oakes. This was her first song to chart on the singles chart. This was released in 1965, and the song is called There But For Fortune. So first, Don't Think Twice by Bob Dylan, then There But For Fortune by Phil Oakes, sung by Joan Baez.
Means nothing, my age it means less, and the country I come from. Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. Don't know by now. It ain't no use to sit and wonder why. Don't matter anyhow. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm trying.
traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. The light I never know. And it ain't no use in turning on your light. Still, I wish there was something you could do or say. Make me want to change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in calling out my name. And calling out my name, I can't hear you anymore. I'm thinking and wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child I'm told. I give her my heart and she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. But goodbye is too good a word, so I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. Could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right.
Show me the prison.
Joan Baez. Phil Oakes' song, There But For Fortune Go You or Go I. She recorded that in 1965. That same year, Joan Baez marched with Martin Luther King in the 1965 march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. She sang for the marchers in the town of St. Jude as they camped out the night before they arrived in Montgomery. She linked arms with Martin Luther King to protect the young African-American school children in Grenada, Mississippi. In 1966, she stood in the fields with Cesar Chavez in the California migrant farm workers' fight for fair wages and safe working conditions. She protested the Vietnam War in 1964. She publicly endorsed withholding taxes, and she withheld 60% of her own personal income taxes from 1963. She was arrested twice in 1967 for blocking the entrance at a draft center in Oakland, California. She participated in numerous protests in New York City. Joan Baez. So there she is. You know, it's the mid-60s, and her unassuming vocal style. She has such an incredible voice. It's the kind of voice that does not rely on a microphone. It's the kind of voice that can fill a room just with its acoustic presence. An amazingly strong voice. A passionate singer. And she has the ability somehow to deliver some sort of inner secret meaning to the words. She truly has performed music by some of the greatest songwriters of our time. And there was a series of recordings that she made. After these recordings, with just her playing the guitar and singing, she did a series of three albums beginning in 1966 with a man named Peter Schickley. Now, Peter Schickley, an American composer, you know, did his graduate work at Juilliard, a symphonic composer, symphony orchestra, choral music, chamber ensembles. He wrote for voice, he wrote for films, he wrote for TV. Peter Schickley did like a 20-year radio show on public radio called Schickley Mix. Peter Schickley was really well known for a pseudonym that he wrote under called PDQ Bach. And he wrote lots of serious music with very humorous themes. An amazing musician. He collaborates with Joan Baez on an album called Baptism, which was released in 1968. And when I was a young woman and I heard this album, it was the first time I'd ever heard poetry by William Blake. I had never heard anything poetry by E.E. Cummings. I didn't know who Lawrence Ferlinghetti was. I had never heard the poetry of John Donne. Where had I been? James Joyce. This album is truly a unique album. I've never really heard anything else quite like it. When you think about all the categories that folk music took as it went into folk rock, and you know, all the folk harmonies, the three-part harmonies of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and all of the influence that folk music had, Joan Baez went a different direction with Peter Schickley, and it's a completely orchestrated album. Peter Schickley composes the music, and all of the texts are on poems by poetry that's already been published and set by Schickley. We're going to be listening to some poems and songs. She reads the poetry. She sings the poetry. It's an amazing recording. We're going to start with a James Joyce poem called Of the Dark Past. After that is a poem by William Blake called London. Following that, a very serious poem, In Guernica, by Norman Rostand. Following that, a song. These are all very short settings. Who Murdered the Minutes, a poem by a man named Henry Treece. Henry Treece lived from 1912 to 1966. James Joyce lived from 1882 to 1941. William Blake lived from 1787 to 1827. And then we'll end the side with another poem by Henry Treece, O Little Child. And the last thing that we'll hear is a poem by John Donne, No Man is an Island. John Donne lived from 1572 through 1631. This album is called Baptism. It was released in 1968. It's sung and spoken by Joan Baez. The music is composed, conducted, and orchestrated by Peter Shickley. Joan Baez.
The dark past, a child is born with joy and grief. My heart is torn. Come in his cradle.
I wander through each chartered street, near where the chartered Thames does flow, and mark in every face I meet marks of weakness, marks of woe. In every cry of every man, in every infant's cry of fear, in every voice, in every ban, the mind-forged manacles I hear. How the chimney sweeper's cry every blackening church appalls, and the hapless soldier's sigh runs in blood down palace walls. But most through midnight streets I hear how the youthful harlot's curse blasts the newborn infant's tear and blights with plagues the marriage hearse. In Guernica, the dead children were laid out in order upon the sidewalk, in their white starched dresses, in their pitiful white dresses. On their foreheads and breasts are the little holes where death came in as thunder while they were playing their important summer games. Do not weep for them, Madre. They're gone forever, the little ones, straight to heaven, to the saints, and God will fill the bullet holes with candy. Thank you.
trumpet, my sword and my flag. I murdered the minutes. I took the minutes, and what good I did. For see how the black men kneel, he said.
No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less, as well as if a promontory were, as well as if a manor of thy friends or thine own were. Any man's death diminishes me, because I am involved in mankind, and therefore Never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee.
Joan Baez. The music of Peter Schickele. Conducted, orchestrated, and composed by Peter Schickele, and spoken and sung by Joan Baez in a 1968 album entitled Baptism. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill.
WJFF's first Farm to Table Dinner fundraiser will take place on Saturday, June 4th at 7 p.m. inside the Hills Country Inn in Calicoon Center, New York. A four-course meal will showcase locally grown ingredients, and ticket sales will benefit hydropowered WJFF. Come join in a celebration of all things locally grown at WJFF's Farm to Table Dinner. Call 845-482-4141 and learn more.
Joan Baez, some pretty intense and serious, face-to-face, no flinching, an amazing performance of some outstanding poetry. I mean, whether it's the lyrics of Bob Dylan or Phil Oakes or the lyrics of William Blake, she has an ability to express something truly unique, truly sincere, an amazing performer. You know, she released this album in 1968. We're going to hear one more song from this album, something a little bit more in the vein of some of the child ballads that she began her career with. All in Green Went My Love Riding. You know, shortly after she released this album in 1968, she was instrumental in founding the USA section of Amnesty International. And in March of this year, 2011, she was honored by Amnesty International at their 50th anniversary annual meeting in San Francisco. They have created the Joan Baez Award, and she received the first award at the inaugural event, the Joan Baez Award for Outstanding Inspirational Service in the Global Fight for Human Rights. Joan Baez. Let's listen to one more song from this Baptism recording. All in Green Went My Love Riding.
All in green went my love riding on a great horse of gold into the silver dawn. Four lean hounds crouched low and smiling, the merry deer ran before. Fleeter be they than dapple dreams, the sweet swift deer, the red rare deer. Four red roebuck at a white sang before. Hornet hip went my love riding, riding the echo down in the silver dawn. Four lean hounds crouched low and smiling, the level meadows ran before. Softer be they than slippered sleep, the lean lies deep, the fleet flown deep. Four fleet does at a gold valley, the famished arrow sang before. Riding the mountain down into the silver dawn. Four lean hounds
sang before.
All in green went my love riding on a great horse of gold into the silver dawn. Four lean hounds crouched low and smiling, my heart fell dead before.
Joan Baez, singing the music of Peter Schickley in a 1968 recording called Baptism. That song was called All in Green Went My Love Riding, and the lyrics are a poem by the American E.E. Cummings. Joan Baez received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2007. And, you know, I talked about how in 1959 she began her performing career with a spontaneous appearance at the Newport Folk Festival. Well, in August 2009, Joan Baez played the 50th anniversary of the Newport Folk Festival. So I thought it might be wonderful to end today's program with a recording of Bob Dylan's With God on Our Side. This is the song when Bob Dylan and her first sang together at the Newport Folk Festival in 1963. This is the song that they sang together. This is a solo recording from Joan Baez in concert, With God on Our Side.
It means nothing, my age, it means less, and the country I come from is called the Midwest. Was brought up there and taught there the law to abide, and that the land that I tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry charged and the Indians fell. The cavalry charged and the Indians died. Oh, the country was young. Killed 6 million.
starts, it's them we must fight. To hate them and fear them, to run and to hide, and accept it all bravely with God on my side. Got weapons of the chemical dust. If fire them, we're forced to. Then fire them, we must. One push of the button, we've shot the world wide. And you never ask.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. I hope you've enjoyed today's program, the American singer-songwriter, the citizen of the world, Joan Baez.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldred, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com, and from the Bel Air Music Festival, home to rock, bluegrass, country, Broadway, jazz, opera, and more, belairmusic.org.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH, Monticello, New York, and streaming online at WJFFradio.org. It's 1:59, whoops, it's 2 o'clock, and it is 85.